What better way to invite someone from the Psychic Expo onto the show to predict our future? And we're delighted to have Sarah joining us live with us this morning. Hello.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, how you going?
We're really well, thank you. Come a bit closer to the microphone there.
Sorry. Yep.
That's okay. Welcome to Darwin.
Thank you. My first time.
It is your first time. Amazing setup, though, yesterday at the Doubletree by Hilton. Obviously, the expo kicks off today.
Yes, it does. 9 a.m. today. Come on in.
Okay.
And it's going to be here for quite some time, like 18 days or something, isn't it?
18 days non-stop. Yeah. You'll always be able to find somebody.
Okay. And you've never been to Darwin before, but how did you get into becoming a psychic in general?
Well, psychic in general, since I was really little, first passed away person I ever spoke to was my grandfather when I was 5. He used to come and sit on my bed, have a chat. Mm-hmm. Used to scare my parents because I'd be telling them stuff the next day.
And stuff that they thought you wouldn't know.
Yeah. The day they sat me down to say Poppy passed away, I'm like, oh, I know, Poppy's gone away. He said goodbye last night.
Wow.
And they freaked out.
I bet they did.
Yeah, then in high school, as we all do, you know, seances, mucking around, telling people their weekly predictions, and my friends were always kind of blown away. So, a bit of a party trick, and then when I was in my 20s, I decided, well, why not turn my party trick into something that can make me some, you know,
money,
living,
a career out of everything. It's really interesting. Because a lot of young children say that they are spoken to by people who have passed over, and you think, oh gosh, they're just telling a silly story or something like that, and we don't believe them, do we? But really, they are communicating with people from the other side.
Yeah, I always tell parents their imaginary friends are probably not imaginary.
Okay. All right. Well, so as part of the Psychic Expo, what do you specialise in?
I specialise in, I'm a medium and a psychic, so I can tell your future, I can talk to past loved ones. I read auras, so I can colour in a lovely piece of paper with all the colours that swirl around you and tell you the meanings of all of that. I also specialise in relationships and people who are going through trauma or trouble in their life.
Okay. Right. Well, we're putting ourselves out there today, and we thought we'd invite you to come on in and, you know, give Greg and I a reading. Are you happy to do that?
I sure am, yeah.
All right. Well, so how does this work? You've got some cards there you've been shuffling.
Cards, yep. So I've been shuffling them. We've sort of got our energy into them as we've been talking. So I'll pick one of you and I'll do a quick little reading and then I'll pick the other one. Who wants to go first?
Okay, well, Greg's the skeptic here, so I think
we'll
should
Greg
go
first.
With Greg first. What do you think?
Let's have a look at this, okay.
Okay, we've got two cards on the 3, 4, 5,
it'll be
six.
Nine cards.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. I don't know why. Blackjack. It's always nine cards.
Okay. All right.
So I always go to the middle
blackjack,
card first
Greg.
For you.
Oh.
The middle card is my bear. My bear's a very protective card. So it tells me a lot about your personality. You protect your loved ones. You're very protective of yourself. You like to take care of people, so you're quite a nurturing person. Mm. You do have a little bit of anxiety up in the top corner, so whether that's just stress at the moment or you're a natural overthinker and worrier, we do have that about you as well. Love your job, so there's definite passion about your job from what you're doing for your living.
Yeah.
If we're going to look at your future...
Do I subscribe to LinkedIn?
Nobody should subscribe to LinkedIn.
Oh. Okay.
When we're looking at your future, there's something coming up. It's almost time for you to make some decisions. The cards are literally telling you, look very closely, pay attention to the details, and actually put trust and faith in yourself because you already know the answer. You're just, as we say, a little bit of stress and worry, just second-guessing yourself.
Yeah.
what's it in relation to? I feel like it's in relation to... Hope I'm not letting out any secrets here. I feel like it's in relation to work and whether you're staying or going or moving on somewhere else.
Oh, really? Jeez.
And I feel like staying is a good option for you because it's nice, safe, you like it here. But going seems like a bit of a promotion, more money, better. Not saying this isn't great, but, you know, more money, better thing for you.
Oh, I got a government job. Great. Oh.
Are there government jobs going at the moment?
I don't know. I'm going to find out.
Jeez.
Haven't been any on LinkedIn lately.
No.
but, yeah, I do see it. It's a decision about work and it is a step up. It's more money, promotion type look. And it's a definite stay or go thing. My card's 12 months into the future. So.
Wow, okay. That's interesting,
really,
isn't it?
Really interesting. All right.
Okay.
Okay, Greg's sitting over there going, oh, goodness me. Hey. And you're a disbeliever in this kind of thing, aren't you, Greg?
Oh, look, I do. Look, I'm not quite sure about it. That's for sure. I have had readings before. When there was, I think about a couple of years ago up here when there was the Psychic Expo, and it was very spot on.
Yes.
But anyway,
okay.
let's line up Ali.
Well, you can line me up now too, girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay, let's have a look.
At nine cards for me too as well. Here we go. We're putting our lives out there the top end public.
On one of the cards, there's a knife. Hang on.
There isn't a knife.
There is a knife.
It's a scythe.
Oh,
and
is it?
It's actually about making fast decisions and quick decisions and not going fully emotional when you make decisions. What I do see for you, are you engaged at the moment?
No, I'm
okay,
not.
Okay, engagement is coming.
Oh, okay.
So I'm...
Finally.
Guessing.
I know, she's been waiting a long time.
No.
Have you frozen your eggs yet, Ali?
Greg, that's very inappropriate.
funny you said that. This is my pregnancy card, so engagement
is
coming for you.
Yes, I know. The poor child.
If I break it all down, the pregnancy is at the end of the 12-month period, so you're not going to be pregnant anytime soon. There's also been some distance communication between you and loved ones.
That's for sure.
As well.
Yes, I haven't seen my family since last year, and also my loved one that we're talking about. I haven't seen him since February. So
there you go. Yeah, lots of this is my distance communication card. So lots of emails, messages, phone calls, no face to face. Which has been really hard for you, kind of quite lonely. It's almost over, so the journey of having to go by distance is coming to an end, so you will get to see people again very soon. Especially, I think you've got a sister that you're dying to see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've definitely got a sister you're dying to see. You're going to see her again very, very soon. The two of you are pretty close. I think she's been going through a hard time lately as well, which is why you're dying to see her. She's going to be okay. She's definitely got people rallying around her, but every time you get in touch with her, it kind of makes her day.
Oh, good. That's really nice to know. I'm going to start crying.
Yeah, I know. What, did you guys catch up for a drink at the Hilton Doubletree yesterday afternoon
no,
and
we,
talk about a few things?
No, Sarah is spot on. Like, honestly, it's
amazing.
She
was talking to Connie yesterday and I literally put my hands over my ears and
you
went,
said,
don't do it in front of me, don't talk in front of me.
I don't want to talk about anything. All I said was I hadn't seen my partner for a long time, but
yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty amazing stuff, isn't
anything
it?
Anything else there? So what? I'm going to get engaged and have a child.
Yeah,
you are, yeah.
I'll finally grow up.
You're going to get engaged and there's going to be children coming after that. This is actually a wedding certificate, so I do think that you're going to be married before the babies, but they're going to come very quick.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, look forward to a honeymoon baby kind of thing.
All right, okay.
It's going to be an interesting show when that all happens, isn't it?
We'll have the baby and Yanni in here in the studio, Greg. Goodness, everyone will be complaining about that. But look, Sarah, it's been an absolute pleasure this morning. So the Australian Psychic Expo is on at the Doubletree by Hilton. It starts today and runs for 18 days. How can people book?
So you don't need to book. You can come straight in, but if you do want to book, you can ring up Connie.
And you can go online to the Australian Psychic Expo.
And you'll get Connie's number there and you'll be able to book there to get all of her details. You can ring up Connie and book in any time that's great for you to make sure you get the reader you want and the time you want. And all of the readers will be on our Facebook page, so you'll be able to have a look and see who does what and what you want.
Okay, well, I highly recommend it. Honestly, Greg, I know you're a disbeliever, but get on in there and just have a go, because they're here for 18 days and we're lucky to have the Australian Psychic Expo back here again.
Good on you, Sarah. Thanks for coming in and shedding a bit of light about my future employment opportunities.
Gee, Greg's going to go work for the government. How exciting.